From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. A victory over the Islamic State in Iraq. Iraqi forces worked Tuesday to clear Islamic State fighters from Ramadi after recapturing the government compound in the key western city. The fall of Ramadi in May was a big blow to Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's government and military as they struggled in their campaign to push back against the militants. But after Monday's success in the latest offensive to retake Ramadi, Mr. Abadi went on Iraqi television to declare 2016 will be the year Islamic State will be driven out of Iraq. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Monday commended Iraq for its U.S.-backed victory.
While there's still clearly a lot of work to be done to reclaim all of Ramadi and the remaining portions of Ramadi and fully secure the city, and while these operations will take time, Iraqi forces' gains in the city are dealing a significant blow to ISIL and exemplify the capability of Iraqi security forces and the effect of coalition air power when working in conjunction with skilled partners on the ground.
The number of dead and wounded on both sides was unclear, and most civilians had taken cover inside of a hospital. In northern Nigeria, the horrific death toll in insurgent attacks continues, with dozens killed, perhaps as many as 80, with scores more wounded in separate attacks blamed on the Boko Haram militant group. In and near Borno State capital of Maiduguri, early Monday, many were killed in shootings and blasts. A twin suicide attack killed at least 30 others in a busy marketplace in the town of Madagali, about 150 kilometers southeast of Maiduguri. The attacks are viewed by some analysts as a setback for President Muhammadu Buhari, who was elected in May on a promise of eliminating the Boko Haram threat. This is VOA News. A Russian vessel carrying more than 11,000 kilograms of low-enriched uranium has left Iran for Russia, part of the international nuclear agreement reached with Tehran. It's a development hailed by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry as a significant step toward full implementation. Regional analyst Ian Lustig of the University of Pennsylvania is not surprised by its latest development.
The Iranians are fully committed to abiding by the details of this agreement with respect to the nuclear materials. This agreement is not linked to anything else. It was an agreement just about the nuclear capacity, and the Iranians have exploited that fact by honoring the terms of it so as to relieve them of the sanctions and not having to put anything else on the table in the way of political or military cooperation.
Iran is also obligated to remove thousands of centrifuges used to enrich uranium and redesigning a heavy water reactor so that it cannot be used to produce weapons-grade plutonium. A suicide blast in Mardan, Pakistan, has left at least 18 dead and more than 20 wounded. The blast in the city northwest of Islamabad occurred outside the door of a government office called the National Database and Registration Authority, which is responsible for issuing national ID cards. A new national poll shows the highest number of Americans dissatisfied with their government's anti-terrorism efforts than at any other time since the 2001 terrorist attacks. Fully 40% of those surveyed by the cable news channel CNN and the Opinion Research Center believe the terrorists are winning the war. Northeastern University's Max Abrams says such a finding is not uncommon.
And the reason why people often conclude that terrorists are winning is because almost regardless of what the outcome of the violence happens to be, observers conclude that that's exactly what the terrorists wanted to happen.
Coming weeks after the Paris and California attacks, the survey finds that three-quarters of Americans are critical of the Obama administration's anti-terror efforts. The U.S. says the killing of a top Syrian rebel leader complicates efforts to bring a ceasefire and political resolution to the country's nearly five-year conflict. Zahran Alush, the head of a group called Jaish al-Islam, died in an airstrike Friday that was claimed by Damascus. A U.S. spokesman said the group participated in a conference of rebel groups, supported a political process and fought against Islamic State. The West African country of Guinea is being declared Ebola-free Tuesday, leaving only Liberia still counting down the days to achieve the goal of ending that particular epidemic. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.